Hello, my love. Welcome back to the podcast. Wow, this is the third podcast I have recorded today. So much is coming through my channel, and to be honest, for a very long time, I would record a lot of activations that have not yet gone out in the world. For the last year, I've recorded what I call activations. They're very unique, and I never created the time and space to let other messages flow through my channel because I was so focused on the activations. And more recently, I've just been really lighted up by sharing on the podcast and sharing a wider variety of things. And so I'm recording daily, more than daily. And so first of all, I never want someone to feel like you have to listen to all the episodes. There's such a variety of topics, and I really trust that if you navigate your life intentionally, if you navigate social media and, what you're listening to, what you're absorbing to intentionally, including this podcast, you will be called to certain episodes and there will be something in there for you. And if you know how I do my episodes. Well, I've never said this, I don't think, like very directly. But how I share these episodes, how I get them out, I don't plan them. I get this little idea and I just run with it. I just sit down, hit record, and let whatever wants to be said, be said. And so a lot of times the episodes, we go on kind of this wild journey. And we go to a lot of different places. There's usually other messages in there that are not directly related to the title or like the main topic, the main message that is coming through. And I just trust that you'll be led to what you need to receive, whether that's, a full episode. Whether that's a part of an episode, whether that's all of the episodes, whatever it is, I never want someone to feel like that sense of overwhelm of, oh my gosh, I have to keep up with all this and there's so many new episodes I have to catch up with. You might have that feeling of overwhelm, but you don't have to believe it. It's just a feeling, like let it pass. The truth is, you do not have to be caught up with every episode. So, that being said, I want to get into what I want to share in this episode, which is a little bit more of a personal episode. I haven't done too many of these recently. I say recently, I've recorded so many episodes, and I don't know what episode will be going out when, but I know that I haven't recorded that many more personal level episodes. The first few episodes of the new era, the new podcast, was, I think, the last time. Maybe not. I don't know. Well, no, all the Sierra Vista episodes. What am I saying? Well, this one in particular is, it feels like something a little bit different that I haven't done in a while, but we're going to roll with it. I want to talk about the journey that I've seen within myself, the evolution I've seen within myself over the last 5 weeks since my partner and I separated. I know I talked about this in another episode, but I really thought that when I left my relationship and was single, I thought I had an idea of what my life would look like. I just assumed that I would be spending time with friends, like a lot of time with friends. I figured I'd be picking up hobbies and like kind of trying to fill in that free time. I figured I'd be working on my business a lot and yeah, just like really in this way of like I thought my life would be more out there. Like I'd be getting out of my shell. I'd be doing new things, trying new experiences, meeting new people. and changing a lot. Like, I really thought, you know, oh my gosh, like, I could change my hair. I could travel more. I could go move across New York if I wanted to, you know, like, I could do whatever I wanted, because now the only thing I have to worry about in my life is me. And for a while, that felt very freeing, very exciting. And how the last month has gone, it's been very, very different than what I expected. Not even expected, what I assumed. And when I went to Sierra Vista and had that entire crazy medicine journey of a trip, the entire experience was just so wild that when I got back, one of the main lessons, and I talk about this in the episode about, I can't remember exactly what it's titled, but something to the effect of holding on to trust when you follow your intuition and you don't see why it led you there. Because that trip to Sierra Vista, I mean, holy moly, that went completely different than what I had planned, and it really knocked me off my balance. Like, I just felt very ungrounded, very uncomfortable. And what I took away from that trip was, things are always going to unfold differently than we expected. And there's an aspect where I think we have to do a better job of noticing the ways in which our mind is projecting out this expectation or this assumption, this prediction of what's going to happen. And it's not real. Like, it's not going to happen that way. And so we have to stop subconsciously giving credence to this thing, believing it on some level. And for me, it's been on a very subconscious level. I've been very good about noticing it when it's conscious to me, but the ways in which it's shown up for me is, it's on such a deep level. It's such a deep level assumption that I just assume, and I don't even notice that that's what I'm assuming. So my trip to Sierra Vista really, really taught me a lot about that, and really taught me the power of just living in the present moment and surrendering to whatever is, just accepting what is in the present moment and receiving it, not trying to change it, not trying to make it different or better, but just receiving it. And to that tune, noticing the ways in which we get frustrated because things aren't going how we wanted them to go, or we feel like we might be doing something wrong because we feel differently than we thought we'd feel, or we're doing something different than we thought we would do. And that's really helped me get to this place in my relationship where I'm at peace. I'm at peace in this separation. I thought that this was going to look totally different, but I didn't realize I had those assumptions. And I'm noticing that there's this feeling where I'm kind of like, am I doing this right? Am I being single right? Should I be going out and doing this more? Should I be going out and doing that more? Should I be traveling more? Should I be meeting more people? Should I be having more experiences? And it takes a lot of trust for myself to really, it takes a new level of trust. Like, I really, really just have to trust myself. I have to trust myself and trust that what I want to do is in alignment for me. I feel like there's this aspect to reprogramming. Like, when we start to create our lives for ourselves, there's this aspect where a lot of times we want to jolt people in our lives awake because they're just living these, you know, 9-to-5 jobs, not really, you know, they're just kind of like living life, just going along, and they don't realize the levels of happiness and fulfillment that are available to them. We just want to shake them up and let them see it. And I also feel like I'm in this place where I'm seeing so many people look like, you know, they're in their single era and they are living their best life. And I'm like, wow, you know, should I be doing that? Am I the one who now isn't living? But I don't want to go do those things. I don't feel called to do those things. The only times I wonder if I should go do those things are when I'm seeing other people do them. There's never a moment where I'm like, ooh, you know what would feel really fun is to go do that or go do that. Like, no. The only moments are when I see another person doing it and then I'm like, should I do that? That's not how I create a life that's actually aligned for me. So it has taken a lot to come to peace with, wow, yeah, okay, my life now that I'm solo, I'm single, is looking completely different than what I expected. And one of the things that I think has been the biggest difference, like I said, is I just assumed I'd be spending so much time with friends. And I definitely see friends, but it's a lot less frequent than I just assumed I would be. I thought I'd be filling so much of my free time with doing these new experiences, having fun memories with friends, and just going out and doing stuff. Not so much. And for a while, I did kind of get in that place of, should I? I was making myself wrong for it. I just was feeling really guilty when I, you know, friends would find out that I would tell friends I was single, or they would find out I was single, and they're like, wait, why haven't you reached out to me? And I'm like, I don't know. I should have. Sorry. Yeah, I should have reached out to hang out. And finally, when I alchemized all that, what came in was just this reconnection with truth, this awakening of truth, where I am being called to spend more time alone. I am at this place in my journey where what is being asked of me is not going out and doing all this stuff, but instead to really get quiet, to be with myself, and to spend a lot more time alone than what I thought, but even what feels comfortable. That trip to Sierra Vista, part of why it was so hard was because it was my first trip alone like that. I was with my partner for 8.5 years. Whenever I traveled with him. This was the first time that for 4 days, I took a 4-day trip and was completely alone. Even the place I was staying, it was like this studio little, or this guest suite of a house. Like, I didn't see people. And it felt really uncomfortable, but that's what I'm feeling called to do right now, is to do these things alone. And every time I'm like, oh, but what if I just bring so-and-so? And the message is very clear. No. This is the time to do these things alone. I never, ever thought that I would be the person to do this, but this podcast that I really like, it's called Giggly Squad. They are doing a live show and they come to San Diego. And I knew right away that I wanted to go. And I hadn't really thought about it ahead of time. But right when the pre-sale opened, I went in and I got my ticket. And as I'm like going in to get my ticket, I'm realizing, am I only gonna buy one ticket? Like, I can't go to an event by myself. I never thought I'd be the person who goes to an event or a concert or something like that by yourself. You know, since being single, I've gone out to eat by myself. And I would go out to eat by myself before. I think it's different now that I'm single, where it's just another meal. Like before, when I'd go out to eat when I was with my partner, it didn't feel weird to me to go out to eat by myself. And now that I'm single, it feels a lot more intimidating. But that is something I've been doing. That's something I'm getting comfortable with. And there was this new edge when I went to buy my ticket for this live podcast show where I was like, I can't possibly do that. I cannot go to an event by myself. And I'm sitting there like, you know, having this inner battle, and I'm looking at the Ticketmaster screen where it shows all the available seats, and literally all of the seats are just getting taken. Like every single second, the seating chart is changing. Like the tickets are going fast. And I'm like panicking. I'm like, do I buy one? Do I buy two? Like it seems I can't buy two, because then I have to find another single person who wants to go. And no one I know like watch or listen to the podcast, but also it really felt like something I was meant to do myself at this point in time. And perhaps at a later point in time, I'll meet someone and I would have been able to fill that second ticket, you know, like find another friend or find someone via the Giggly squad community who like wanted this extra ticket. But it felt so uncomfortable to just buy one. I feel like it's one of those things that hearing it, you're probably like, oh yeah, like, okay, she's going to a live podcast show by herself. But as I'm going to buy it, I'm literally imagining me, you know, in like the concessions line, getting a drink, standing by myself, me sitting down, going to find my seat by myself, me sitting down, laughing at the show by myself, like not turning to anyone, not being like, oh my God, that was so funny. And afterwards walking out by myself. It's just a very different experience. I've actually been talking about this with my ex-partner quite a bit. We have a very unconventional separation, but I guess that's on brand what part of my life is conventional. And we've been talking a lot about how different it is to experience things on our own. Because when you experience something, whatever it is, however small it is, when you experience it with another person, there's like that shared connection, that shared moment of, oh yeah, that was so funny that the server said that, or that was so funny that, you know, those that person's t-shirt, or like, there's just this shared experience that when you do something on your own, it feels not as special. And I was just imagining me, you know, leaving this concert, or not this concert, leaving this live podcast show and wanting to, you know, share it with someone, wanting to be talking about it. And oh my gosh, that one thing they said was so funny. And it was so funny when that happened. It was so funny when that happened. And there won't be that. I'm going by myself. And I'm still in, as I'm talking about this, I'm realizing that one thing I'm still in the process of is learning to be okay with that experience, because it is a very different experience, and it's not worse than having a shared experience. It's just different. And I know that I will be guided to enjoy it just as much. Like, things are going to shift and change, and I'm going to get in the groove of it where I just get used to it. And you know, if I'm really staying tuned into myself, I'm sure that I'm going to find ways to make it even better, right? And so that will be very interesting. It was definitely a big edge for me to plan to go to something single. And I know, I already know myself at this point in time, looking at it, I'm like, oh, I could totally see where I just like don't end up going, or I try to sell the ticket. I'm putting out in the universe now, I'm really holding myself to going. And I'm sure just moving through that experience, even if it's something that I don't really want to do, I'm sure moving through that experience is going to be really powerful for me. And I'm excited to meet the version of me on the other side of that. Okay, I think that's all I'm feeling called to share in this episode. I hope that certain aspects resonated with you, landed with you, and I'm going to end this episode there. I'll be back with a new episode very, very soon. Bye!